She gone fishing all the time. He be gone fishing too.
Well, you know what that means. It's time for Leaf and I to talk fishing. And it's been interesting, Leaf. Good to see you, by the way.
Hey, good to see you, Depp, as always.
And, you know, the river, you know, it's always kind of a subject. I mean, it's a live thing. We watch it all the time. It changes, and it's been giving us a lot to see lately.
Yeah.
And even though the rivers are open, last time we talked, there were very few spots that you would call fishable.
I was fishing a little bit last time we talked. And since we've last talked, a few more places have opened up. It seems like, you know, every week a few more places open up, and every day each of those places kind of calm down and spruce up a little bit, too. Yeah. You know, just like always around here, I think kind of what we're known for is that fairly early chance at some dry fly action. Right away I was getting, you know, fish up on the Twisp after my stimulators. Not quite as much on the Methow, but a few. And then also using my streamers and just starting to kind of mess with the nymph rigs. But on the places I have been fishing on the Methow and the Twisp overall, it's not very good for nymphing. It's more of like a streamer and dry fly action. And so has been most of the Methow. Did go up to the Chewuk. While the water looks nice and clear, it's still a bit high. And I've always noticed that one just kind of takes a nice, long, slow, gradual drop, whereas the Methow and the Twisp seem to kind of have these quick bell curve downs and then a little bit up from a warm day, but just kind of crashing down after that. So look for them to spruce up a little bit quicker and maybe up there in the upper Methow where I haven't gotten to.
Okay.
Fish densities are up there, always a little bit less, but the water's a little bit smaller, and there still are some quality places to fish, and you'll still find some good fish up there, too.
Yeah, I would think so, yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of, I mean, since I live up there, that's kind of where I think about.
Yeah, it's birdie, you know?
It is birdie.
Itching to get the pontoon boats in and do that stretch up by you, like the Weeman Bridge on down to like Heath's area or the dam there, right before the dam. Also wanting to get onto the Twisp and Chewuk with those little boats, you know, just an awful lot of river there that you just don't get to see because there's kind of no public access in some of those points. And just some neat river in all three of those cases.
Yeah, and it's going to look a little different, most likely.
Yeah, yeah, there's been some change this year. There's been a lot of trees in the water, so that's going to, you know, it's going to be something where you're going to want to go out and check all your routes before you get in there and commit to anything. Like on the Twisp, I've seen at least four or five trees over, you know, pretty much completely crossing the channel. So you're going to want to watch out and kind of double check any of those spots that you can't see from the road on your route as much as possible, or at least slow down and be ready to portage things and not just commit to something blindly. But yeah, like I say, it's been good. I had a client up on the Twisp, and boy, he got Captain Ahab. That was the first Ahab of the season. I got some chunky cutthroat up there.
Really?
But boy, the one he had on the line, we had been working this water for a while. We were swinging some full sink line through, just this little cone head leech that seems to work well for me at this time of the year. And, you know, nothing was happening. About, I don't know, 6 or 10 casts later, I think he was starting to kind of be done with it, and he turned around and looked at me to say something right as he was getting the retrieve, and his rod tip swept to the side and up, and that brought his bug up to the side and almost up to the surface, and that brought up a cutthroat that was probably like 22-23 inch cutthroat.
Oh man.
Whacked that thing and I started screaming, set, and he thought I was telling a joke or something. He started laughing. I went, no, pick up the pole, there's a fish on. He picked up and had a couple thumps from that thing, and it spit it out. I think it was just sitting there chewing on it for too long, but hey,
too bad.
To love and lose, like we always say, hey, man, at least it was a great sign.
And he got to see it, and don't let up.
Yeah, that's the thing. At least you know from here on out, there's fishing to be had, and it's going to be fun. It's going to be a good year. We're still at that point where you're really going to want to use some caution, have some skills on the sticks, and have some, you know, just some care when you're approaching the water, whether it's in the boat or on the shore. Still barely getting my, you know, further than my ankles into there, because I'm mostly just fishing back eddies, soft seams, tips of islands, and the side water that's just kind of light and fluffy and not cranking like that stuff out in the middle. We're right down to today as we're talking, 4,900 is what the level was at this morning when I looked. And that came down really quickly from like 6,000 just a few days before. So look for this river to drop right into shape here in the next couple weeks. And like I say, if you know how to kind of squeeze the juice out of it right now, there's fish in there now.
Interesting. So now that all sounds good. I mean, for a while there, the season was open, but not much you could do about it.
Not even trying.
Yeah, but now, okay, starting to come around. You may have to travel a little bit.
Yep.
But so what are you hearing about lake fishing?
Oh, boy, some cool lake reports. You know, a little buddy of mine, Zach Austin. Well, I guess he's getting older, too, now. These kids age, I always forget. But he's just this fishy guy I've talked about in the past on our program. He and his buddies went up to Black Lake, got a bunch of nice rainbows up there. Saw some pictures of some other guys up at Williams, and boy, there was a bit of ice left on that lake, and they were definitely early birding it, but boy, they got rewarded.
It was worth it.
Some nice-looking fish those guys had. It makes me itch to go up there and battle those 47 freaking switchbacks. I guess it's worth it, man. I haven't been up there in a few years.
Well, it's good to hear somebody has.
Yeah, so for those of you, I've been noticing some folks out there itching to get their backcountry on. Williams is kind of a southeasterly facing, so don't think that sets the trend for all those lakes up there, but that's a great option if you haven't been there, or even if you have like me and haven't been there in a while, get on back there. It's one of those that, like we talk about quite often, that holds the key to big fish, and that's the little bit of winter kill, a certain percentage of winter kill, so there's never too many mouths to feed in there. So the mouths that are in there get awful big. And this is one of those years, I never like to go up there blindly, but if I hear a report like this one, I always go up there.
Now you've been infected.
You know, I tried to get into Black, and we got shut out by the weather, and that kind of stung. But we got out on the river a little bit, and I've got some other ideas kicking around for other trips this year.
I figured you would.
Over in Grand Coulee's hooking into these giant pike up there on Roosevelt.
Oh, really?
They got a bounty on these suckers, so pay for my gas money and go catch some toothy fish.
What's the bounty?
I think it's like $10 a head.
No kidding.
They really want these guys out of there, and I do too, honestly. I mean, it's a great sport fish, but not where it can eat our salmonids that we're working so hard to protect around here. So just kind of thinking about hitting some of that again.
Can that idea ever really pay off? I mean you're not going to fish them out.
It doesn't work, but it's just keeps
the population down.
It does help. I imagine, I don't know for certain, but like walleye, big walleye like the size of a big pike will put out like almost 200,000 eggs. So if you can take out one of those big girls, then, you're potentially getting almost 250,000 eggs out of the system. So it does do some stuff. I just think of bounties like that in the past, like when they had them on bull trout up in Alaska. They go back and they have looked at the tails that they collected in this case to prove your bounty. Most of them were coho and rainbow and stuff that weren't even targeted. So I just worry about a heavy-handed approach sometimes.
Well,
of
always.
Course, you know it's a pike when you got it, but
you're not going to.
I guess I question, like you, how many you can actually pull out of there.
Well,
what else are we going to do?
Well, there aren't any good options.
I know they're netting them up there in some places.
Oh, yeah.
It's just a whole other can of worms, though.
Interesting.
Yeah, so, all the lakes in the lowland are doing really good still because these temperatures have not been thrilling us as far as the hot. So they've been doing really well, but it's been like 50 degrees at night. Hasn't been warm enough to really put those fish down yet. So most everything on the lowland is doing good. Some of those in the mid and highland. Some great reports from Patterson. Families and kids going up there and getting all kinds of fish. So I definitely throw that one out there for the families and kids.
Good idea.
Needs any more info, just hit me up at methowfishingadventures@gmail.com, or you can give me a call at 509-429-7298, or you can check out the blog or podcast at Fly Fishers Pro Shop. Hey, everybody, stay warm out there. And don't forget to take care of each other. And don't ever forget to get that fish right on. I'm fishing. My mama's gonna fishing, and the baby.